I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. With the civil unrest and natural disasters we've seen in the news lately, it's hard to decipher all the travel precautions. So here's what it all means. The State Department issues two kinds of notices to travelers, alerts and warnings. An alert is issued when there's a short-term situation. This can involve anything from a natural disaster to civil unrest. But a travel warning involves longer-term situations. That could mean political unrest or wartime conditions, or it could mean that the American embassy or consulate has limited staff or has even closed. For example, Tunisia received an alert, but Egypt's civil unrest merited a warning because the U.S. embassy in Cairo was only staffed by emergency personnel. Now, does that mean you should cancel your travel plans every time the State Department issues an alert? Not necessarily. Check what other governments have to say about the situation and read the local English language paper when you get there to get a sense of the conditions. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.